says it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome, welcome everybody. Yeehaw, as they say in a Western. We are in 2017. Glad you all made it here on January 3rd, 2017. I predict will be the best year for many of us in all of our lives. And let's get started with it right here tonight. George is with us in Maryland. George, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, James. We're all enjoying Trumphoria.
Oh, I like that neologism. I don't know if Paul Fromm is with us yet.
Yes, I'm with you. From the mountains of Trumphoria.
Yes, indeed. I missed your last word there. Go ahead again, Paul.
I am here, and Happy New Year, and I'm in the mountains of British Columbia. Working, helping a friend out.
Okay, wonderful. And my goodness, I'm going to start the show out, gentlemen, with a little audio clip that I think it really is reminiscent of Donald Trump. It was something that Julian Assange tweeted today. He had an image. He didn't have the clip from the movie, but he had an image from the movie. Let me find it here. It would be a little quiz question here for the audience. Check up on your Italian. Il buono, il brutto, il cattivo. That was the title of Sergio Leone's 1966 movie, which we know unforgettably as The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. I'm going to play a little. But Julian Assange said today, here, let me go to his tweet. He said, well, I'll just, rather than look for it, I'll paraphrase it. He said, "If you ain't seen nothing yet when it comes to WikiLeaks, 2017 will outstrip 2016. Some big surprises, and then this the finale scene from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And for any of you that have forgotten it, let me play it a little bit just to refresh your memory. Here it is. Let me see if I can get the audio to come up. Let me paint the picture for you. Remember, Angel Eyes, the really bad guy, and the other bad guy, Tuco, are looking, along with the good guy, Clint Eastwood, under the name of Blondie. They're looking for a buried treasure in a graveyard, in a cemetery. And so the question is, and this is the last scene, they've all got their guns, they're standing in a three-way duel to decide who's going to get the money. And here it is. I haven't seen it in years, so this is a treat for me. I just got it. Studying eyes, Angel Eyes, Tuco, and Blondie. And the unforgettable music of Ennio Morricone. Oh, just because we don't have enough time in the show to play the whole clip. Let me move forward a little bit here. This is kind of unforgivable. Here we go. Eastwood's got his cigar in his mouth, casually smoking. Here's the scene that was tweeted today. They're ready to go. They're all ready to go for their guns. Julian Assange, Donald Trump, and the bad guys. I'll pause it here. And folks, you have to fill in the rest with your memory of this great movie. But if you remember, you know, it's too bad, Paul and George, that Clint Eastwood hasn't, he could have been such a great patriot. His personality, his persona, his movies, it would have been a perfect Mel Gibson, Donald Trump type figure. But so far, Clint Eastwood, if you're listening, you've been a bit of a disappointment. This is your moment. Come on, be the man that you were in this movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And
well, Hollywood's like that, James. We all thought Ronald Reagan would belly up to the bar, and he let us down.
Yeah,
Clint Eastwood's no different, and neither is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
have you missed something, or have I misread something? I thought Clint Eastwood passed away a couple of weeks ago. Maybe I'm out to lunch. I don't know, but I thought so.
I don't think so, but I'll check. I'll check.
Okay.
But and then, folks, you remember the two previous spaghetti westerns, A Fistful of Dollars in 64. That's when that was my senior year in high school, junior year. And then my senior year for A Few Dollars More in 65. Lee Van Cleef, Eli Wallach, and our man. Let's talk tonight. First of all, please call in. Make your first call of 2017 at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We love to take your calls. And let me go to another regular feature of this show. We always like to have the president here in the Donald Trump, in the Trump phenomenon show. Well, what did he tell us today? His latest tweet, 51 minutes ago, in ironic quotes, intelligence briefing on so-called, again in ironic quotes, Russian hacking, was delayed until Friday. That's for Donald Trump. He's supposed to have a briefing on this. Perhaps more time needed to build a case. Very strange.
He's right. People are strange. Is Jim Morrison would tell.
Okay, so Donald Trump, in Clint Eastwood style, folks, just with, kind of smoking his cigar. He doesn't smoke, but smoking his cigar, just casually, one or two terse words, and he just fries the bad guy with one or two terse words. The previous tweet, 2 hours ago, I will be having a general news conference on January 11th in New York City. Thank you. And these are tweets being read by his now 18.6 million followers. And he has, by the way, 34,000 tweets. And maybe in tonight's show, I'll be able to play a clip for you. A brilliant, brilliant clip that's appearing on YouTube. With millions of people watching it, by a band called the Gregory Brothers. But the most brilliant person in the Gregory Brothers is a woman named Sarah Fullen Gregory. They do a song, a spoof song, Bernie Sanders doing a guitar solo with Hillary Clinton. And the song is Fight the Tweets. Fight the Tweets.
God. gosh. Only in America, James.
Yeah.
Okay. Fight the tweets.
Fight the tweets. Come on. And then he says in a tweet 7 hours ago, Trump, he quotes, quote, Trump is already delivering the jobs he promised America. And then he, this week marked another victory for President-elect Donald Trump and his partnership with the American worker. And we'll go to that in just a moment. Ford CEO, and this is unusual for a CEO to go on national television today saying, we, Ford Motor Company, have decided in a vote of confidence in Donald Trump's policies. Can you believe it? The CEO of Ford said this, that he is building a more positive business environment. We are canceling our plant in Mexico, and instead we'll spend $700 million on new equipment at the Flat Rock, Michigan plant.
I saw that today. This is a huge breakthrough. And you know what? It was what I was saying last couple weeks ago about his leadership on the issue of Christmas. Sometimes it doesn't take legislation. It takes leadership. It takes a man's putting his foot down and looking these guys in the eye and saying, you know, are you Americans or are you just miserable, money-grubbing international parasites? You know, do the right thing for our country and for our people. And, you know, he may not have used exactly those words, my words, not his, but I think that's what leadership is doing. And it's amazing to see he's getting things done and he isn't even in the White House.
He's smoking his cigar, metaphorically, folks, with Lee Van Cleef and Eli Wallach sweating bullets. Now,
Hey, James, there's some guy you knew we mentioned with bringing these jobs back. We need to dust off Ross Perot. He's still alive. He's 86. Yeah. So is Clint Eastwood. I'd call talk about a guy I'd want to have a personal visit. Not man, and I'm not inauguration, but give the man his due. 1992, the only major voice in the world who said the emperor has no clothes is Ross Perot, a Naval Academy grad, I might add.
Yeah, I forgot that. That's right. Very, and I didn't realize that, you know, we're all getting so much older in their 80s. My gosh.
But, you know, he was the Trump of his time, and it didn't work. But he had the most politically incorrect of them all. He said, our industry's going overseas, and all you people are stupid if you think it's good. Didn't take too many decades for us to figure out, 100 million unemployed Americans, it's probably not a good thing. What do you think?
Not a good thing, no.
Okay, and now more good tweets. 9 hours ago, Donald Trump, on the subject of his, again, absolutely brilliant foreign policy, there should be no further releases from Guantanamo. These are extremely dangerous people and should not be allowed back onto the battlefield. He writes that in all caps. Completely politically incorrect. Previous tweet, 9 hours ago, instead of driving jobs and wealth away, America will become the world's great magnet for innovation and job creation, he writes. Then he writes 10 hours ago, Ford Motor to scrap Mexico plant, invest in Michigan due to Trump policies. He's quoting that news announcement. Then he says 11 hours ago, with all that Congress has to work on, do they really have to make the weakening of the independent ethics watchdog as unfair as it may be their number one act and priority? Focus on tax reform, health care, and so many other things of far greater importance. Signed, DTS. Donald, I don't know what DTS is. Yeah, anyway. Then he said, the Democratic governor of Minnesota said the Affordable Care Act is no longer affordable, and Trump writes, and it is lousy health care. He wrote that 13 hours ago.
It's so true. It's funny, but it's true.
Here we go. Oh, here's the one. This is in all caps, folks, 14 hours ago. This is what we're going to get with Donald Trump every 24 hours. It's almost going to be an hourly from him. General Motors, he writes in all caps, is sending, 14 hours ago, is sending Mexican-made model of the Chevy Cruze to U.S. car dealers, tax-free across the border. And then he says in all caps to General Motors, make in USA or pay big border tax, exclamation mark.
Good for you, Donald Trump. So it's only taken 40 years for somebody to stand up to all this. I like it.
Yeah. Here he goes. Yesterday he writes, various media outlets and pundits say that I thought I was going to lose the election. Wrong. It all came together in the last weekend. I thought and felt I would win big, easily over the fabled 270. When they canceled their fireworks, they knew, and so did I. Then, on the subject of China, he says, this is yesterday, North Korea just stated that it is in the final stages of developing a nuclear weapon capable of reaching parts of the U.S. It won't happen, exclamation mark. This is a man who's not yet sworn in. Have we ever seen such a thing? A man who is not yet sworn in announcing something like that. And you can believe they're reading that tweet in Pyongyang. Next tweet. China has been taking out massive amounts of money and wealth from the U.S. in totally one-sided trade. This is all caps again, but won't help with North Korea. Nice! Exclamation mark.
Wow.
I hear some of those grim monsters in Peking choking on their egg rolls. There's a new sheriff in town, and he's not going to put up with your Oriental sleazy business tactics and cheating. No more.
And here's by the way, let's get Donald Trump's New Year's greeting to all of us. He says, "Happy New Year, God's blessings to you all. Looking forward to incredible things in 2017." And then he says, this is Eric. Trump saying 2016 was such an incredible year for our entire family. And he wishes us all New Year. But then we get to Donald Trump, who says Ivanka has a great greeting. And then Donald Trump says, well, the new year begins. We will together make America great again. And there are more great things. If you want to call in, folks, here in our first show of 2017, 800-313-9443. We're starting off the year with nothing but good news. Here's another good news item, folks. You all recall Donald Trump's interactions with the lovely Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly. Attack woman,
yeah. Who decided to square off against Donald Trump as supposedly a news reporter. And Donald Trump would have none of it. And anyway, we learned today what Megyn Kelly's going to do. She's leaving Fox News. Hooray! She's going to NBC. We'll talk about that right after this break. And we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. See you in a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. And the welcome to the Trump Phenomenon program. If you're a new listener, we are on Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, a live show, part of the excitement. We welcome your calls at 800-313-9443. We talk about the Trump Phenomenon. We're sponsored by the American Freedom Party. Now, our website is long, but it's easy to remember. The AmericanFreedomParty.us. You'll love our website. It's just a great news source. Even if you don't join the American Freedom Party, which, by the way, is easy to do. It's only $25 for a year's dues. I hope you do consider joining. And we also, the American Freedom Party, also sponsors our Sunday show. And you do, too, by the way. Some folks in the audience here are helping to pay for these shows. And thank you very much. You're making it possible, folks. Those of you that have sent in a little contribution, and some of you more, I will endeavor to thank you personally, and I'm saving all your cards and letters and so on. So I will, please feel free to call me directly at 701-317-5317. But you're making it possible. We're going to have an 8-year run here with Donald Trump as we cover every day, cover him, including on Sundays. We have a 3-hour show on Sunday called the American Freedom Party Report. Paul Fromm is with us so often, and we are so privileged to have you, Paul. He is the international advisor to the American Freedom Party. So thank you all. Just to give you a background on where this show is coming from, the tweets that we just covered before the break, Donald Trump, in a space of about 10 sentences, folks, he covered Russian hacking, the war party within the, in ironic quotes, intelligence community. He covered his upcoming news conference on the 11th. He covered job offshoring, radical Islamic terrorism, He covered North Korea and their nukes, Ford and Mexico, lowering taxes, replacing Obamacare, and he shot a shot across the bow of General Motors. And I assure you, at the General Motors Renaissance Center, rising high above the skyline of Detroit, tonight, staying up late, burning the midnight oil, will be, let me see who they are, Mary Barra, B-A-R-R-A, the chairman and CEO of General Motors, and Dan Ammann, the president. They're not getting any sleep tonight, folks, after he, in all caps, in one sentence, told them, hey, build those Chevys in America or pay a big border tax. They're also staying up late in Peking, China, where Donald Trump read them the riot act. They're staying up late in Pyongyang, North Korea. The war party within the intelligence community, and of course that's not the entire intelligence community. We have patriots in every branch of the government. Great key patriots, but there are war party bad guys in there too, and they're staying up late tonight figuring out what they're going to do with their bogus Russian hacking story, which Donald Trump ain't buying. So all over the world, Donald Trump's got people staying up late at night. He's got the executives at Ford are sleeping like babies tonight because they did the right thing. They made a lot of money today when they supported Donald Trump, and they said, we're going to support the American worker. I'll tell you what, George and Paul, a lot of Fords were sold today.
I was talking to Terry Tremaine today. He was one of our political prisoners up here. He's a real computer expert, and he was telling me he'd been chatting online with a lot of people who are very knowledgeable about computers and that type of thing. And apparently, the word from all but the oddball in the internet security community is that Russia did not do the hacking. Probably what these leaks were was a disgruntled employee of the Democratic National Committee, perhaps a Bernie Sanders supporter, who had seen the shoddy, disgusting way that Bernie was treated. But this is apparently, with hardly any exceptions, the consensus is that this was not the Russians, they didn't have an obvious motive for doing that, whereas a disgruntled supporter of Bernie Sanders wanted to get the truth out. There's an old rule when looking for an explanation. Perhaps sometimes the simplest explanation is the right one.
Well, we'll be back with some simple explanations right after this break. And William in Montana, stay tuned, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. And the we've got some show left here. We're going to get William in Montana in just a moment. Paul and George, you know, I love to make this tonight. We're making a comparison between Donald Trump and the good, the bad, and the ugly. And here is that theme, that unforgettable theme. Let me just play it for a second here. This particular YouTube I'm playing has been viewed 20 million times, and it describes it as the greatest movie theme of all time. Pause that, and here's that dramatic final scene. Let me play this for you. Blondie, our guy, Clint Eastwood, Donald Trump in this case. Blondie has just shot Angel Eyes, the bad guy, and he rolls into the open grave. Then Eastwood with Eli Wallach, Tuco, staring in amazement. He then shoots Angel Eyes' hat that fell off his head as he fell in the grave. He takes a shot, uses up his bullets to shoot his hat into the grave, takes another shot to shoot his dropped gun into the grave. Now he has no more shots left. And he just keeps walking up to Tuco, who looks at his gun and realizes it's the night before Clint Eastwood emptied the bullets out of his gun before this three-way duel. And then here the following ensues. Let me play it for you. Oh, where is it? Here it is. I had it just a second ago. Here it is. Here it is. Listen to this.
You see, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns and those who dig. You dig.
You dig. That was priceless.
Hey, folks. Let's go to William in Montana. You're on the air, William.
Dobre vecher, dame I gospoda, I slušatelja RBN. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and listeners to RBN.
All right. We have Vladimir Putin for real this time.
Yeah, yavo. Oh, no, wrong country. You know how you've been saying that even before Trump is president, he's already making huge changes to our society and to our betterment? Well,
yes.
He is even doing that for Europe, because today, the Austrian foreign minister, Sebastian Kurz, who is chairman of the Organization for Security and Cooperation of Europe, he's a minister, he took office for the European Union on January 1st, he came out and said that even though we're a small country, neutral country, we've always been a bridge between East and West, and we must look for a new dialogue with Russia, because there will never be peace on the continent without them playing a significant part. He said that. And then Paolo Gentiloni, who is the Italian prime minister, he is also, Italy has the presidency for the G7, and he also came out and said Russia and Europe must become wonderful neighbors again. And he said any ideological system that returns to the typical Cold War ideology has no meaning in today's political system. So that's the Austrians, the Italians, and then there was an amazing interview
Before you get to Le Pen, William, the Italian also said his favorite movie was The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Go ahead.
Yes, I thought that's where you got that. Yeah. But it's amazing.
Ahead,
I mean, they're already in Europe. Are changing.
Go ahead with Le Pen. What did she say?
Yeah, and Le Pen, there's an incredible long interview with her. Sheva Nazi did an interview for RT. And she said that, Trump is doing something that is necessary for her, because, and the National Front, because, the French elections aren't too far away. And she said that, one of the great lines was, she said, England and the United States has a peculiar association. And she said one of the things that is reflected in both countries is their position has nothing to do with the will of their respective people. And she said that hopefully that when England gets out of the EU, it will help France reestablish. And basically, she was saying, we got to make France great again. And she said that one of the ways that we need to do that is to build up our own military. Do not depend on NATO. She said NATO is doing nothing except causing trouble. I mean, they're taking the fight to Russia, and that was never their mandate. And she said we need to put the skids on them and start trying to make France independent from this policy that the United States put on Europe, which didn't do Europe any good, and it didn't have the effect of knocking down Russia. So, I mean, here are three different countries that are already starting to bolt just because they can feel Trump getting ready to take office.
Nice. Nice, William. And, you know, William, thank you so much for bringing facts and reporting like that to this show. You, sir, are tremendous field reporter for this show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate your show, and I'll do anything possible to make it better. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, William.
Thanks, William.
Now, coming up, is it Friday? That imagine how the probably middle level staffers in the war party, in the intelligence community, in ironic quotes, are going to be briefing. I think they'll be shaking as they brief Donald Trump on the so-called Russian hacking, because I'll tell you who's going to be in the room. Donald Trump will be in there. That's Il Buono, Clint Eastwood. He'll be in there. And these Il Brutos and Il Cattivos briefing him will also have to face Marine Corps General or Army General Mike Flynn, former Defense Intelligence Agency head, as recently as 2014. He doesn't take any guff. Marine Corps General Mad Dog James Mattis and Navy SEAL leader Ryan Zinke and Marine Corps General John Kelly, our new Secretary of Homeland Security. I'll bet you they're going to be in the room there listening to this so-called briefing about the so-called Russian hacking. I'd like to be a fly on the wall on that thing.
You know, along the line of good news from Europe, Greece was on the firing line last year. It was the major point of invasion from the Third War, Africa, and the Middle East. This year, it's shifted to Italy, and Italy has in 2016 was hit by 500,000 invaders, and Italy is about to take a tough stand, according to their Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni, and he was mentioned just a few minutes ago, and he's different from Matteo Renzi, who had to resign in disgrace because he lost his referendum. And apparently Franco Gabrielli, the chief of police, sent a 2-page document to stations around Italy asking them to deport and identify economic migrants who are not entitled to asylum. And this was reported in the Corriere della Sera newspaper from Milan, which described the invasion crisis as a growing migratory pressure and an international context marked by instability and threats. Basically, Italy's being invaded. Their left leaning government essentially did nothing, and in fact worse than nothing. They would send the Italian Navy out into the Mediterranean way beyond their territorial limits to rescue boatloads of illegals that were floundering, and the people smugglers knew that, and so they didn't even do anything to try to take care of the people that they paid lots of money to be smuggled in. And you know, as long as they saw that the Italians would be suckers. So if this plays out, I think it's the beginning of resistance. And all of this, you know, has a lot to do with Donald Trump. The fact he was prepared to say he's going to kick the illegals out and build a wall, and stuck by it. It wasn't just an offhanded comment that they later retracted or modified. I think this has put an awful lot of spine in a lot of people, and I'd say really good news.
Nice. Very good. More good news, folks. Apparently tonight, Julian Assange is being interviewed by Sean Hannity. And here's what Assange says. He said, if you thought 2016 was a big WikiLeaks year, 2017 will blow you away. And this is right above a picture of Clint Eastwood with his cigar in the final duel. He says he gave no hints as to what may be in store. His tweet featured a clip from Clint Eastwood. And the he says, get ready. Help WikiLeaks prepare for the showdown. So we'll cover that. He's going to have on Thursday. We'll cover it right here. Julian Assange will have a You Can Ask Him Anything Reddit conference. So we will cover that right here. And, of course, we'll cover Donald Trump and his briefing from the intelligence war party people on Friday. And then Donald Trump has announced that he is going to have a press conference from New York on Thursday. More good news. Construction today. We saw this on the Drudge Report today. Construction hits a 10.5-year high. U.S. Manufacturing Index, another index, 2-year high, up 1.5% from November to December. That's huge. New orders up. So the Trump phenomenon, the Trump effect, clearly showing in the well-being, folks, of our nation. Another thing I was talking about with George right before the show, we brought up another staff appointment by Donald Trump, cabinet appointment, Peter Navarro, and he is going to head a new, Donald Trump, very innovative, created a new board of, I'll have to look it up, I think it's called Board of Trade, new creation, put Peter Navarro in charge of it, and this will be the man most responsible for dealings with places like China and Mexico, and when the question of offshoring of jobs comes up. Well, Peter Navarro wrote this book. The title very much intrigues us, Death by China. Now, George and I have been looking, well, where can we get a copy of this book? Folks, you can't. There is one copy available on Amazon, which you can have for a mere $695. There is one copy available on eBay, which you can have for $1,200. This book has been suppressed. Amazing. Now, with the appointment,
and I like
Peter
to beat my head about it, James. There's more to it than just meets the eye. Lots of politically incorrect things to think these days, but the whole idea was to have China take us down. Donald Trump is opposing that, and there's a whole lots of very unhappy billionaires out there.
Oh, yes. I think George is absolutely right.
So we'll be talking.
And they suppressed the book.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at it here, folks. Out of stock. Now, by the way, this is a recent book, an authoritative book, a hot read. It was published in 2011, and Amazon doesn't have any. What? Impossible. It's an impossible deal. So you know what, folks? Some phone calls were made. That's what I think. And phone calls made to the publisher, to Peter Navarro's publisher. Phone calls made to, also, I'll bet you, this sort of thing, we know this has gone on. I'll bet you somebody went out there working for something, somebody like China.
Or like George.
Or George Soros. And somebody had a spending account of a couple million dollars and was told, buy every copy of this book and burn them. So the...
That's exactly
interesting.
What happened, James.
Yeah, and so that, you know,
I wonder if it's on. If it's available online on Kindle.
Paul, you're right. There is Kindle versions out there, and you know, I want to get one, but it's still obvious that you know the paper versions of this have been driven from public view.
Uh-huh.
And it's important about, I mean, this tells me this goes all the way to the absolute pinnacle of the agenda of the enemy.
Yeah.
The agenda of the – I mean, America could – 20 million other things can happen. They don't care if we kick out all the illegals. They don't care if we, you know, become a white power state. They don't care about just about anything except they don't want our industry to come back to the United States because then we're not weak anymore. That's the agenda.
Yes. And folks, just kind of add a little flavor to this. If you want to get that $695 copy, it's in only good condition with light wear. We'll be back. Get it now, though. We'll be back right after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and in our final segment of our first show of the great year 2017, I'd like to talk about a tremendous good work that Paul Fromm is doing, and that is he is writing a book with the truth. Talk about books that are not available. This is not available because this book hasn't been written yet. This book is more than suppressed. Even the writing of this book has been suppressed. A book with the truth on what's happening in South Africa. There are a couple of good books that have a lot of good information. But the book that tells you in the public what the heck is going on in South Africa, that book, folks, does not exist. Paul Fromm is writing it. You can help him. And Paul has been to South Africa twice on fact-finding tours. We in the American Freedom Party were very proud to help sponsor him on those tours. And this book is, Paul, tell folks how it's shaping up and how they can help out. Well, I'll tell you how you can help out, folks. If you contribute money towards the writing of this book and the publication of the book, we will not be charging $1,100 for the two copies that will be made available. And that money, just mark it for Paul Fromm's book or the South Africa book. We will know what you're talking about. We will make sure that American Freedom Party funding goes to help the public for the publication of this book. Paul, tell folks a little about it.
Well, yes. What I found out in South Africa is that whites are in the final stage before genocide. And that's really serious. Whites have faced tremendous violence. There have been 70,000 murdered since power was handed over to the African National Congress in 1994. And whites are under tremendous economic pressure. They're the victims of ruthless, we would call it affirmative action or employment equity, but in South Africa they call it black economic empowerment. It's very hard for whites to find jobs, and no matter how qualified, unqualified blacks get these jobs, and many whites are really pressed and stressed economically. In fact, there are whites, thousands and thousands, living in homeless camps, and I've been there. It's heartbreaking. So it's quite a story, and it's part of a real awakening our people to think about our people. You know, I'd say at least since the Second World War, but perhaps well before that, the agenda has been determined by people who want us to be universalists. We're worrying about the starving in Ethiopia. We're worrying about the victims of this flood or that crisis. What about our own people? Putting our own people first, or as Merle Haggard says in that great song we often play, it's time to put America first, or maybe more broadly, it's time to put fellow Europeans, fellow white people first, and start taking care of them and standing up for them. And I have a feeling when this information reaches Donald Trump, he may well be the riot act of the communists in Cape Town.
And folks, I'm looking at a list of American ambassadors. There are hundreds of them. Donald Trump will appoint an ambassador to South Africa. This is going to get interesting. Stay tuned for our show tomorrow night, or come back tomorrow night when we meet up here again at the Trump Phenomenon. See you then.
Fall, my favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.